on the mound for Pratt, they did a great job minimizing innings. We must have rolled into four or five different double plays today. I think two of them we had bases loaded, a couple first and thirds. They did a really good job minimizing. They really, really did. They pitched it well. You score 13 runs, you should win. You know, game one, we hands down just got beat. We got beat in all aspects of the game. You know, I thought we came back and we battled hard. I thought we competed really well. Game two, you know, we were down 7-2, I think it was, and we chipped back and we tied it. You know, and I tell you what, they hit a solo home run off of Zergat, no big deal. We get a two-out ground ball to our shortstop who airmails it. You know, Cash can't do that. It was just a complete mental lapse on him, and I think they ended up scoring four that inning off of it. I thought Michael did a really good job out of the pen.
Where do you take it from here? I know you talked with the team afterwards. What did you say to them?
Well, a lot of it is how do you handle adversity? You know, we walked into this game 13-3, 5-1 in conference, playing well, feeling well, coming off a big series win against Seward. This is a tough place to play. This is a good team. You know, it's like we told them yesterday, hey, what happened in Hayes happened. That's over with. Pratt's a good team. All year they've been one hit away or one pitch away from getting out of jams this year, and they haven't been able to do it. And today they did against us. You know, they're offensive. They got some guys who can run. You know, and they got some guys who can pitch too. They got them out of some jams. So, you know, it's something. They're a good club. They're going to get more teams. But on our part, one of the other things I said, hey, you got adversity in your face. How are you going to turn around tomorrow and play? Are you going to roll over? Or are you going to get on the bus ready to play?
Body language, did you see them as being responsive?
Yeah, I think so. I think we're dog tired. Honestly, I really do. I think we played hard. It's an emotional game. When, you know, you're down 7-2 and you battle back and score five, tie it, and then give up four. You know, and we battle back. I think the end was, what, 17-13, 17-14?
Yeah, it was 17-8 at one point.
Yeah, 17-8 at one point. We turn around and we kept chipping away. That's what I told the guys. If we keep chipping, we're going to give ourselves a chance. And we had some chances. They made some pitches, and they got out of some jam.